Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue cold as we go through the weekend and on into next week, and there will be a couple of waves of snow coming and going across the region with a little wintry mix as well during this period of time. Our first wave of precipitation will continue to exit out of the eastern portions of the Midwest here today. That particular disturbance produced a little bit of snow across many areas in the last 24 hours, but is focused mostly on the easternmost sections of the eastern Midwest here this morning. And we'll likely see this snow exiting out of the region certainly by this afternoon. But Ohio and portions of Michigan will see the majority of the snowfall during the course of the day today. And by Michigan, I'm really referring to the downwind areas of Lake Michigan, where snow will continue for a fair amount of the day today. We will expect a little bit of a break, but another disturbance will already be forming out in portions of the northwestern plains and will be setting up for moving across the heart of the Midwest as we move forward through the latter part of this week. The system will actually come in two minor little waves. One is underway right now in portions of the northwest plains, but that is going to move southward and stay out of the heart of the Midwest. But we'll have another area of light snowfall beginning to evolve across the northwestern plains as we move from Thursday night into Friday morning, and that will be poised to move across the heart of the Midwest over the weekend, and it will likely produce some light accumulation. So I don't think there's going to be quite as much intensity with this system as was advertised earlier this week, but we'll still see anywhere from a dusting upwards to 3 inches of snow, and there will be a little wintry mix of precipitation types perhaps in the southernmost portions of the region coming out of Kansas into portions of the Ohio River Valley from Friday into Saturday. Another wave of snow will come across the northern plains and into the Midwest as we go through the second half of the weekend, and that snow event will be perhaps a little bit more significant, especially as we get towards the first part of next week, and a close monitoring of that event is still warranted since the models are still suggesting perhaps a major winter storm will come out of that disturbance eventually. Temperatures will continue to be bitterly cold across a big part of the Midwest over this next several-day period. No break at all expected. We'll have the afternoon temperatures today single digits and teens across a very large portion of the Midwest. The same thing will occur tomorrow as well. Some 20s and 30s will occur in southern parts of the region, but this is a far cry from what should be normal at this time of the year, and normal is supposed to be 30s in the north and 40s and some lower 50s across the south. And we won't be seeing normal temperatures across many areas at all over the next full week to 10 days. In fact, temperatures may be 20 to 40 degrees below average. And we'll expect to see some temperatures at night dropping well below zero across northern portions of the Midwest. Right now, it looks as though the temperatures below zero will reach as far south as northern Illinois and southern Iowa. And we'll perhaps see some negative single-digit readings occurring in parts of northern Indiana as well, with Thursday and Friday mornings expected to be coldest with this first wave of cold air, and it looks like we might take a little break from the coldest conditions for a while thereafter. But the northern U.S. plains and the uppermost parts of the Midwest will see a continuous diet of temperatures near and below zero occurring on a regular basis, at least for this next full week. The potential for any kind of change is still going to be held off until we get into the second week of March, so we'll continue to watch that rather closely. It should warm up across parts of the region, and we will likely see an increase in precipitation occur as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.